Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I am Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight we are talking about the epic trial with none other than Harvey Weinstein. He has been sentenced to 23 years in prison. This is pivotal right now, especially in this era, in the era of Me Too. It even says in a Variety article that he's going to be in a New York State prison. He's going to be registered as a sex offender. He's been charged for sexual assault in a third degree, rape, basically. And I'm sure he has a lot more coming after that. But in the courtroom, it said he looked frail. He rambled on. He even talked about the Me Too movement and was very contrived about it. So it seems like it would behoove him to not do that, but that wasn't the case. That was the best way he could go down with a fight, so to speak. But this is pivotal for women in the industry. This is a pivotal time for us. And I am sure that every woman in some case or another has had a Harvey Weinstein or someone to maybe not to that level, but some horrible male counterpart at work in the film industry that has totally overstepped their bounds. And I'll just give you a little story of my background. When I first started, and not just as a stylist and makeup artist, I went in to begin to produce my own films and begin to produce my own work. And when I did, I was met with some perverted males, from being groped, my hands put in my hair, hands put on body parts that they know that doesn't belong to them. Nowhere you'd want someone to want touching your mama, that's all I got to say, or your sister or your daughter. But I experienced that more than once. But I was blessed to not be sexually assaulted and, you know, have a little streak in me to where I can definitely defend myself. And I believe that a lot of women should practice some form of self-defense if you are not carrying a license, registered firearm. And a lot of people feel a little funny about that, but it's another way to protect yourself. You have another website called Damsel in Defense, which is really good. Mace and all these wonderful things to protect yourself. But sometimes you won't have that. Sometimes you have to use your wits and have your wits about you to get yourself out of those situations. And like I said before, this is a pivotal, poignant time for women in film and women all over, for that matter, but especially women in the entertainment industry. We have been taken advantage of for so long, and on all levels, from pay to what we should wear to things we don't want to do on screen, to where it's just it became second nature to people. And a lot of people did unwanted things because either they were scared or they felt like they didn't have they wouldn't have a career. And that, as we can see, played out in so many women's lives. So we have to stand up for each other. And the men who see it in this industry, in the entertainment industry, should also stand up for us and not just be a bystander, because I can guarantee you, if they know, someone else knows. Someone else knows what that person is doing to those women or to those girls. So I just ask that we all be conscious and be our sister's keeper, and allow that to register within our soul, our spirit, and protect one another and share your story. No matter what, no matter who denies you, no matter who believes you, you have to share your story. So I am thankful for everyone from Selma Hayek to anybody who stood up against this man, this monster in the industry that made all women feel like they just didn't belong, that they were nothing more than property. So I'm just going to ask you all to continue the fight. I am also a women's advocate. I have my story. You will also hear about that later on. But in the meantime, in between time, what we're going to do is continue to fight, get the word out, and take down many, many more Harvey Weinstein. Now, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm Cleopatra Memphis, but remember, you can call me Cleo, and feel free to call in, and if you're listening, tell a friend about us so we can have this platform here for women, women in film. Anytime you need to get out what you need to get out, listen to us. We're going to definitely make this a safe platform, a sisterhood for all of us to convene together. And but you can call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596, and talk to me while we're online. But I'm going to talk to you a little later. Smooches, and remember, be great.